Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge afternoon market wrap up. And we were green across the screen in the grain markets and generally a little bit better in the livestock markets as well. May corn at 443 was up 3 1/4, July 452 1/2 up 2 3/4, December at 474 3/4 up 2 1/4. Make sure to read tonight's Tech Tuesday as the technical picture for most of the grain market has improved. May soybeans at 1166 3/4, up 5 3/4. July beans 1181, up 4 1/2. And those November beans at 1173, up 1 1/4. July bean oil 4583, up 17. July meal 346, that's up 120. Old crop crush at 9075, down 125. But a new crop at 103.25, up 275. Another good day for the wheat. July wheat at 601 3/4 in Chicago. That is up 14 1/4. July Kansas City at 615. That is up 12 1/2. And July Minneapolis at 672 1/4, up 9 1/4. July rice at 1938 is up 19. May cotton 8022. That's up 18. But July, which is now front month at 8172, was down 70. And December at 7808, down 41. June live cattle at 177.20 was down 85, but feeders for August at 259.30 were up 83. Hogs had a big strong afternoon as market internals continue to improve. We're at 107.77, up 228. May milk at 18.15 is down 23. July orange juice at 361.20, down 850. Crude oil, the drum is beating again. We're back at 83.31. That's up $1.41 a barrel. Diesel at 258.50, that's up a penny and a half. Unleaded 269.84, up 3.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas joining in, 211, that's up 5. Gold, 23.36, down $9.80, but silver, 27.63, that's up 11. Dollar index, 105.69, that's down 38. We did get some PMI numbers, and I will go over those in tomorrow's DMO. However, they were a little bit disinflationary, and that gave the bond market a jolt. Interest rates dropped, the dollar dropped, and stocks went up. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38,503, up 263. S&P at 5074, that's up 63. NASDAQ Composite, 15,696, up 245. Remember, these are report-driven markets, and if we get a bad report, we can expect some of the other kind of news, too. The 2-year at 492, down 5 basis points. It was as high as 499.77, so just short of 5%. The interest rate markets are all a little bit overstretched right now, and we could see rates pull back a little bit. The 10-year at 460, down 1 basis point. The 30-year at 472, that's up 1 basis point. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.